This is a story of how it all began. God made matter and chaos shattered. Eve and Adam, they tried to hide. The world got violent and God replied with a mark and a flood and a rainbow sign. God's love written on skin and sky. Then God called a family to be a blessing to the earth. Oh, a mother and her favorite son wrestle for the blessing. Another son becomes a slave. The land is saved from famine. God's family grows. Egypt oppresses. They groan to God. God sends Moses. 10 strange signs say, please release them. By the sea, God saves them. Oh, oh. People complain, God rains bread, daily food, 10 new rules. 5 sisters come and ask for land. God says yes, amend the law. Moses says in your new life, across the Jordan, love God with your whole heart and with all your being and your strength. Now listen, God is one, only God. God is one, only God. Cross over Jordan, stories and stones, circuits and shouts, and the walls come down. God sends judges like Deborah, and the land has rest. Ruth's worth more than 7 sons, redeem the lost with steadfast love. Corruption in the temple then, God sends Samuel. God gives them a prophet, they ask for a king. Does God need a temple? A wise king forgets. And when a bully rules the land, the nation tears apart and loses David's heart. A widow's gift and a prophet's cry. God brings life in desperate times. Josiah reads this misplaced scroll. He turns to God wholeheartedly, like David did in his time. God gives Jeremiah picture of God's ruined family. Is there any hope left? Is there any hope left? Is there any hope left for you? Jerusalem, any hope? Any hope left? Is there any hope left for you? By the streams, Babylon, how can we sing when you are gone? Jerusalem. I'm in a valley of human bones. These bones are Israel. God's breath is hope. Haman plans death for Esther's exiles. She risks her life so they might survive. Finally, God's family rebuilds the temple in Jerusalem. God plunges them into a sea of joy and celebration of only God. God is one, only God. Comfort to Jerusalem, your warfare finally ceases. Matthew lists these generations, Abraham to Jesus. The angel says you'll have a son, and God will give him David's throne. Mary says, God looked at me, now I'm the luckiest person around. Mary, now a pregnant fiancé, makes a grueling journey. She has her baby, shepherds see angels, declaring God's glory and peace among people. The spirits and shepherds and elders and prophets to tell those who wait their Messiah has come. Herod gets nervous, the Magi find Jesus. They hide their discovery and hurry back home. Once again an angel comes to Joseph, so they make good their escape. Oh, Jesus in the temple, astonishing the crowd. Jesus with his parents, Jesus growing up. Down by the Jordan with the prophet John, Jesus asked to be baptized. Then the skies are open, a dove descends. A voice from heaven says, this is my son, the son I love. I'm pleased with him. Jesus calls disciples to be with him in the work he's doing. Oh, oh. Jesus teaches the disciples. This is life inside the blessing. You're blessed, you who are empty. You're blessed, all you who mourn. You're blessed, you ache for God, whose inner life is pure. This is life inside the blessing. Jesus walks on the water. Peter tries and begins to sink. Jesus grabs his hand, and the wind dies down. Jesus sees the crowds with compassion, so he teaches them for days and days. People are hungry, there's baskets left over, and no one left out. People bring their children to Jesus. Jesus blesses them and says, you must accept God's good government like a little child would, or you won't get in at all. This is life inside the blessing.
This is life inside.
What's most important? Love God with everything and love your neighbor, whoever that may be. Jesus tells Martha, you're upset about many things, just one thing's essential. It's what Mary's choosing here. Life inside the blessing. Save now, David's son rides on a donkey. He will judge nations, separate the sheep from goats. In the garden, Jesus prays. Yes, Father, if there's no other way. Jesus dies, the veil rips. Surely this is God's kid. Mary is crying, the tomb is empty. Jesus meets her and speaks her name. Jesus appears to many of his close friends, breaks bread with them, shows them his scars. While he blesses them, he's carried up to heaven. After he asks them to wait in Jerusalem, together in one place, the sound of wind and tongues of fire, the place where they're praying, shaken, and everyone's filled with God's breath. They have one heart and soul, and no one claims for themselves alone what they own. Stephen sees Jesus and asks him not to charge his killers with their sins. With their sins. Oh. Saul is traveling. The light shines all around. He hears a voice calling his name in a vision. God tells Ananias to go and pray for Saul. When he prays, something like scales fall, and Saul's no longer blind. Peter is praying. The sky's open, then a sheet comes down with unclean food. Peter is wondering what all this means when an invitation comes. God's Spirit is poured out beyond the boundaries of God's family. Outside the city, God opens Lydia's heart. She and her family are baptized. In that same city, Paul tells the Spirit to come out of someone who's a slave. That Spirit leaves the girl, and with it go the slaver's future prophets. The slave owners lie to get Paul and Silas jailed. Close to midnight, he An earthquake shakes the jail's foundation, doors open wide. But Silas and Paul stay to help their jailer to find God's salvation. God loves every one of us, it's true, and God loves the universe.